bound for South Australia, 23rd to the 29th of October, 1836. After 7 frustrating weeks, Light was finally joined by his deputy surveyor, George Kingston, which helped to speed up the survey process. As Dr. Woodford recorded,
"The brig started this morning to bring the rest of the surveyors and some of the females from the island. When she returns, the party will be divided, some remaining here, and the others going up to Holdfast Bay, the name given to our last anchorage from our having ridden out two very serious gales there."
Captain Martin of the John Pirie wrote a letter to his wife about the voyage.
"Nothing particularly happened on the passage except one of our women passengers jumped overboard in the heat of passion. The vessel was going at the rate of 6 knots at the time. I put the vessel about immediately and stood towards her and succeeded in picking her up just as she was going down. She soon recovered but blamed me for saving her. She afterwards refused to take any food or nourishment till she became really ill and died, leaving a husband and 4 young children, one not then weaned."
He also told her about his impressions of South Australia.
"I found Kangaroo Island a most wretched and barren place, not worth anything. I went over to the mainland, and I must confess that in all my travels I never saw so fine a country before."
The Africaine was fast approaching South Australian waters. Mary Thomas's diary recalls passing some whales off the southern coast.
"This day it was still squally. Several whales seen. One came alongside and passed under the bow of the ship, spouting up water."
The Buffalo was still weeks away from South Australia and there was tension on board. George Stevenson, the Governor's private secretary, was getting very frustrated with the Governor and decided it was time to say what he thought.
"His Excellency scarcely seemed pleased with my frankness, but I only gave him my honest opinion, and not before it was asked, and am totally indifferent as to its palatableness."
Despite the quarrels on board, young Bingham Hutchinson's diary tells us that a baby was born that morning.